This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And it's our annual fundraiser here at Resonance. This year we're trying to raise £100,000 so that we can move our studios and improve our facilities. If you like what you hear on Resonance, please support us. Go to fundraiser.resonance.fm, where you will find full details of our many live events across central London, including the premiere of William English's new film, It's My Own Invention, next Thursday at the Close Up Film Centre. Note, all three Cafe Oto gigs this weekend are sold out. That apparently includes the Zoviet France and Ron Giesin plus Langham Research Centre at Café Oto, which is on Sunday, February the 11th at 7 p.m. and... No, 7 p.m. to until 10:30 p.m, presumably. I suppose you might sort of get a ticket if you hang around the door or something, but it is in effect sold out. Also at fundraiser.resonance.fm, you'll find all the many items in our online auction. These range from original artworks by Bob and Roberta Smith, OBE, to steel pan lessons, from Stuart Lee's Almost Complete Works to a private tour of the Royal Academy. There's rare vinyl by Thurston Moore and Howlround. Cheese tasting, a bundle of artisan bread, loads of comics, books, CDs and concert tickets, or if you've enough stuff in your life as it is and just want to sit back and listen to the radio, whether it's Resonance FM or Resonance Extra, then just make a donation of any amount. It's all at fundraiser.resonance.fm. And so far, as of this morning, we've raised over £24,650. Thanks to our brilliant volunteers and many generous supporters, among them Club Integral, Eastcast, Café Oto, Neil's Yard Dairy, the Oxo Tower Restaurant, Olivia's Bakery, Ruark Audio, Bella Freud, One Cup Vinyl, Faber and Faber, and The Vaults. Join them. You'll be in very good company at fundraiser.resonance.fm. So, just to recap, It's My Own Invention. Film premiere at Close Up Film Centre. That's Thursday, February the 15th. Next Thursday at 7:30. That's a new film by myself. The world premiere of a new motion picture from the maker of Heated Gloves. It's my own invention, is my film portrait of Hugh de la Cruz, who for the last two decades has been compulsively obsessed with the perfection of a perpetual motion machine. Hugh calls it my invention and frequently becomes agitated and impatient about its progress. Nobody will listen to him, and if the machine is ever made, the powers that be will certainly want to sabotage it, as it will render conventional sources of energy obsolete. That has a specially composed soundtrack by Dan Wilson. And Dan will be there at the screening, as will I, William English, and the film lasts 78 minutes. And the film will be followed by Q&A with the director, me, anchored by Seth Pimlott. What else we got? The Relatives at the Royal Oak, Saturday, February the 17th, 8 o'clock. The relatives and special guests from the Relatively Good radio show play their inimitable brand of acoustic urban song at one of London's finest pubs, the Royal Oak, 44 Tabard Street, London SE1 4JU. Details on Facebook. Now then, moving on. Next week, the guest will be Clive Graham of Paradigm Discs, and I will be in conversation with Clive at sort of launching or helping to launch the Seddon Tapes Volume 1, which is the latest release on Paradigm Discs. These are recorded telephone conversations by Captain Maurice Seddon. And this LP has just come out with a booklet, which I shall now take out, illustrated with photographs, called That Which I Do, again by William English. He's everywhere. And a long text, lots of photographs. It's a numbered edition of 500 copies. Again, details will be available eventually on the Resonance website. So we'll put that's next week. So, putting that to one side for the time being, this track that we're listening to is from Text Sound Compositions, and this particular piece is by Krista Gruen, called Dialogi. Realised at the experimental studio of the Polish radio, Warsaw 1972, and a quote by the composer Krista Gruen, Dialogi can be regarded as an atmosphere piece inspired by Billie Holiday's singing. I have found the same kind of atmosphere in Mats Ryang's poem At Billie Holiday's Death. A large portion of the material in this composition builds on Evan Storm's reading of that poem. So this is Dialogi by Krista Gruen. In fact, I've been talking so much that Krista Gruen's track has come to an end. So that was that. So what's next? Next is a reissue of an intriguing EP called Jacques Lazry, à l'orgue de cristal et aux percussions. François and Bernard Bachet have invented new timbres by reviving the tradition of instrument makers from the 18th century and physicians. The instruments used in order to produce these sounds have been crafted with participation from Jacques and Yvon Lazry. They are based on acoustic principles that have never been utilized in music. Most of this research has been about the use of natural dissonances emitted by vibrating metal rods and their mutual relationships. They had to be selected, domesticated, and propagated in the ambient air. Thus, this new sound structure is not composed of transformed noises, but of elements coming from the noise of our metallic era. There are around 10 main instruments that can be classified into two categories. The group of instruments with crystal bows is made of three instruments which can play melodic motifs and chords. The soprano is the instrument most predominantly used and has a range of 2.5 octaves, and so on. And so this was first released, it seems, in the 1950s, and it's sort of a facsimile EP called Les Nouvelles Structures Sonores by Lazary Bache, and this particular track is called La Mort du Clown, The Death of a Clown. Okay, well, that's Lazri Bache, Les Nouvelles Structures Sonores. And that was originally released in 1957, and it's now been re-released with a sort of facsimile sleeve. So the sleeve, everything about it sort of looks exactly the way it did when it was issued in 1957. That's available at the moment. You can pick one of those up for about £7, I think, in Rough Trade or Sounds of the Universe. This next track is one of two or three that I might play from this new CD by Allred and Broderick called Find the Ways. And the cover is designed by noted artist Peter Liversidge. And this particular track is... I'll get back to you about that. Let's just play the track.
Thank you. in sweet Senegal that my foes did me enthrall. For the land of Virginia, Virginia, oh, torn from that lovely shore, and must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh, torn from that lovely shore, and must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. Cruel scourge I fear on the land of Virginia, Virginia, oh. And I think on friends most dear with a bitter, bitter tear. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. And I think on friends most dear with a bitter, bitter tear. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh.
And all.
last track was called The Slave's Lament, and is issued by Matt's Gallery London. It's actually a second edition, issued in 2016 in 300 copies. This one is number 297, signed by somebody. I can't read the signature. The composer, it's a 10-inch record, vinyl record, composed by Sally Beamish, and the production is by Adrian Sherwood and Skip MacDonald. And the concept was by Graham Fagan. Side A is described as an installation version, so it must have accompanied some sort of film or installation, probably at Matt's Gallery once. That was side AA, which is the song version and dub. So that was The Slave's Lament. Before that, the title I was struggling to find was Hey Stranger. There's so many bits of paper all over the place now, I probably need an assistant. So coming up next is another new CD. I should play some more from the... Who are they called now? Yes. Find the Ways by Allred and Broderick. I'll play another track by them later. But this next one is a new CD by Libere, Sane Men Surround, which seems to be Nina Bosnich, John Hannon, Tom James Scott and Peter Wilkins. And this track is called A Warning. that? Well, that's A Warning from Libere, from the CD Sane Men Surround. I'll play a bit more from that CD later. Coming up now is a track by Charles Heywood. Quite an unusual item. I haven't played any Charles Heywood for quite a long time, but this is a limited 7-inch in a die-cut sleeve with insert, limited to 300 copies. And Charles Heywood from This Heat... From This Heat's track, I see. From This Heat's track is 5 minutes and 7 seconds of psyched out accordion dribbled over some free form new wave thuds. So here we go with, this is a limited EP. No, it's a single, 7-inch single, but it is 33 RPM just to be, to make life difficult. Thank you. listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. This is Resonance FM's fundraising week, running from Saturday the 3rd of February until Sunday the 11th of February. And there are a host of events and auction things to be had. Go to fundraiser.resonancefundraiser.com. If I can find the script, I can give you the exact description of what it should be. fundraiser.resonance.fm. And so far we've raised £24,650. But go to that site and donate or bid or attend something. That was Charles Hayward, Enzyme Plume, from a limited edition single. The other side of it is by someone called Tamaga, Squeak and Chatter. That's Charles Hayward on drums, bass, keyboards and melodica, recorded at Lewisham Art House. This next one is by Konrad Smolensky. Everything was forever until it was no more. Sort of artist's flexi disc, this is. An orange, transparent, thin piece of plastic, only on one side. Something to do with the Polish Pavilion at the Biennale Arte 2013. As you can hear, this particular turntable has to be coaxed into action. Away it goes. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, okay. Well, that title is appropriately enough called My Madness Offends. That's from Sane Men Surround by Libere. The next track is another track by Allred and Broderick from this CD called Find the Ways. This track is called Robert Please, which will possibly take us up to the end of today's issue of Wavelength. You've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM.
I've come upon a wall. I think this might be all for now. For now. I feel it's time for a change. Time to rearrange. That's all. That's all. You see, I love to create. It's only business that I hate. Maybe I'll go and start a school.
School of what?
Maybe I'm just a being a fool, yeah. Or maybe I'll crawl back tomorrow. Put out 7 new albums. Robert,
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.